This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
An 8-year-old girl in Berlin Township, Camden County, says she used a pencil to fend off a man who tried to abduct her while she was walking to school yesterday morning. She says she fought him off by stabbing him in the face. Police say this happened around 8:45 near JFK Elementary School. Noah Rodriguez lives near the school and told NBC 10 it's normally a pretty safe neighborhood.
A lot of cops patrolling here. The mayor lives across the street. Well, mayor and ex-mayor. So a lot of action doesn't happen here besides, you know, squirrels and stuff like that digging in our trash cans. But besides that, we don't get that kind of action on this side of the area.
Police are asking anyone who heard or saw something to contact them immediately. They're still trying to identify a suspect.
The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia is reminding parents of potential dangers that exist in the home, and it's National Poison Prevention Week. KYW's Raquel Williams has more on that.
It's every parent's worst nightmare. A child just ingested something, and it may or may not be toxic or warrant a visit to the emergency room. Robert Yetman, health education specialist for CHOP's Poison Prevention Center, says to keep 1-800-222-1222 saved in the phone and call without hesitation.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
A few tips for parents at home: be mindful when it comes to medications.
Store it up, out of sight, and out of the reach of children. Sometimes it's not easy to get them to take their medicine, but we should never try to pretend that medicine is candy.
The Poison Control Center at CHOP receives over 70,000 calls a year. Thousands of times each year, children eat cosmetics, plants, and prescription drugs, and the consequences can be deadly. Yetman also suggests keeping products in their original containers.
Windshield wiper fluid. And if we go into the store and we see various sports drinks, they can have very similar colors. So always keep cleaning products in their original containers.
The center is celebrating 40 years of serving the greater Philadelphia area. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.